Just okay, 2 points. Number one, I never mentioned the picture book. Some who might be listening out there to know which sefer. Whenever you refer to the picture book, there's a sefer. Pirush Chai has been out for many years. The picture book on Erevin, but the one that we're referring to when I refer to the picture book is Hamor Hamavuar, which is a beautiful sefer. It just came out Tavshin Samach Vav on computer graphics, and that's the one that we will be referring to. And it's if anybody could get it, it's put out by Maoros Daf Hayomi. And it's very worthwhile for Maseches Erevin. And also, just number two is I thank Menachem for preparing it today's daf. I didn't know whether I would be able to have time, so it's Machshava Kamaisa as if he's up here, and it's a team effort. I was only able to do it knowing that Menachem did it already, and Baruch Hashem, I was able to find some time. Okay, so we're on the bottom of Dalam Abayz, Haya Gavoa. Haya Gavoa Me Esrim Amma. Haya Gavoa Me Esrim Amma Ubalamato. Remember, the first Mishnah in the Masechta had said that. Remember, you got a mavui, you got an alleyway. At the end of the alleyway, you have the three possible ways to be machshir, to allow you to carry in a mavui, is lechi korot zeros haPesach. Lechi is the vertical beam, the side post, and korah is the beam across, and a zeros haPesach would be a whole structure, a door frame on the edge. So we mentioned that if the korah is above 20 amos, then you have to lower it. So it says the Gemara, Hayigvo Meisra Amo Bolamato. What if you're not talking about lowering it from above, but you're talking about lifting it from below? You're going to put some type of platform on the bottom. Your board is above 20 amos, but you're going to put a type of platform on the floor, on the edge, so that if you would stand on the platform, it's within 20 amos. So how much do you have to raise the platform, asks the Gemara, in order for it to be kosher? So says the Gemara, what do you mean, how much? Do it enough so that you're within 20 amos. So what's the question? The question is, no, Ela Rachbo Bakama. You know, you're right, the height has to be raised so that the floor is now within 20 amos, but what about the depth? The depth of what you're doing, how far do you have to put this platform? Does it have to be like just one tefach, which is the width of the beam on top? Or does it have to be, for some reason, more in, like a larger shear of a platform on the bottom? And we'll see why you would need such a thing. And this is, by the way, if you want to look in the pictures, this is a picture of this on page 5, on the bottom. The last picture on page 5, you see the itztava on the bottom. So how deep into the mavui do you have to make this platform? So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara has a machlokas. Rav Yosef Amar Tefach. Rav Yosef, no, a Tefach. Right, just like the beam, so too the bottom is also a Tefach. Abaya Amar Arba. No, Abaya argues and says, no, it has to be 4 Tefachim in, not just a Tefach. Why? The Gemara is going to have 4 possibilities of what is the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaya. Number one, Lema Bahakim Mifki. Let's say they're arguing about the following. Demanda Amar Tefach, the one who says Tefach, Rav Yosef, he says only a Tefach is good enough. Ksavar Mutter Lehishtamish Tachas HaKora. Holds that it is Mutter to do things under the Korah. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say it Beferish, but Rashi explains. The Machlokes, in the first possibility, is when we say that there's this beam up above. So there's a concept that the Gemara is using called Pitikra Yorid Vesosein. It's as if that beam shoots down, and it's as if there's a mechitza there. It's as if there's a doorway there. The question is, where does it shoot down from? From the outer edge of the beam, or from the inner edge of the beam? That's the machlokas. So according to the first mandamar holds, it shoots down from the outer edge of the beam, next to the street. So under the beam itself is like it's inside. So that's why you'd be able to stand on the beam and carry stuff there. If you're standing on the beam and carry stuff there and you look up, oh, within 20 amos, you see this korah, beautiful, it's going to work. That's why you would only require a tefach underneath, because that whole tefach is inside. You could stand on the tefach, you'd be able to use it, and you'd be able to see up above that beam. And that's why one tefach would be enough. Uman da'amar on top, arba. But what about the next other man da'amar who says it has to be 4 tefachim deep? Why? Because kasavar aser l'shamish tachas akora. Because he holds that it's aser to do things under the beam. Why would it be aser? Because he holds, as Rashi explains, that it shoots down from the inner side of the beam. If it's from the inner side of the beam, then that tefach is like outside. So forget the tefach. Why can't it just be 2 tefachim then? So Rashi explains, once it's more than a tefach, we need a makum chashav. And we know from many other places, a makum chashav is 4 tefachim. A rishus hayachid can't be less than 4 tefachim. So once we're saying you need more than just a tefach, So we say four tefachim. That's the first possibility of the machlokas about how much you have to build a platform in depth, one tefach or four tefachim. The machlokas at root is really where does it shoot down from, and then as a result of that, are you allowed to use the property underneath the beam? Again, if you could use it, then you could stand on there, look up, and you could see within 20 amos the beam, and therefore that would be a heker, and therefore that would be a functional korah. But if it shoots down from the inner side, then you're not allowed to use it because it's like an outside, so you can only use from inside the beam. But from inside, if it was only a tefach on the bottom, then you'll be standing on the floor next to this platform. You'll look up, but above 20 amos you don't see. So that's why you'd have to build a platform longer into the mavui. You could then you could be able to stand on there and look up, and you'll see within 20 amos above. Well, that's going to be the next possibility in the Gemara. That's going to be the next possibility. The Rashi and Tosfos here discuss, again, there's a lot on this daf that we're about to do in the Rishonim. We're going to try to get Pashup Shat, but Rashi and Tosfos here discuss what are these Manda Amars holding. It seems like they're holding a mixture of both. That is Pitikra, which is a Mechitza type of law, shooting down, and Heker, that it has to be within. So let's assume both. Yeah.
I don't understand why it matters whether or not you're dealing with a platform because this is above 20 Tvachim. Why wouldn't you have the same issue if this was a Korah below 20 Tvachim? You still have the same issue according to the one who holds you need the four tefachim platform, you still need that space.
Because
there was no platform there.
No, because then you could, even if you're playing, let's say right next, let's say you had a tefach platform only. But if the korah is within 20 amos, you'd be able to see it from when you're standing right next to the platform. It's still within 20 amos, you'd be able to see it. And that could remind you that that's a rishis arabim. If there is no platform.
The korah is 19 tefachim. So basically, right. according to the man d'amar who says that you don't want to, the reason that it has to be. The extra four tefachim so that you know roughly where that space is.
No, because then you could play on that area and look up and be able to see the korah. You have to be able to see the korah. If it's within 20 amos, then standing next to where the korah is, you'd be able to still to see it. The only issue is whether if you're not allowed to play under there, and the only spot where it's within 20 amos is right there, and you can't be there, so then that's why you'd have to make it longer. Okay, that is possibility number one. Sorry? About 30 to 40 feet. If you see, just to see as a, you look at the picture, you see how tall the people are, and you see what more than 20 amos is. You just see as by proportion. You see 20 amos is very high. It's about 40 feet. So it's that's why lo shalta ba'ena, the Gemara says. You're not going to see it. Number one. So the Gemara says, no, lo, to kuli alma kasavri, mutu l'shamish shachas akorah. Maybe everybody agrees that you're allowed to do your needs under the korah. In other words, everybody assumes that the outer edge of the beam is what shoots down. So what's the machlokas? If everybody agrees to that, so why is there a mandama that says you need one that's four tefachim deep? Mar savar korah mishum heker, mar savar korah mishum mechitza. As Seth referred to before, they're goofa arguing about how does the korah function. Does the korah function as a symbolic mechitza, shooting down, and if it's a symbolic mechitza shooting down, so then it's okay if I it doesn't matter whether I could see it or not. It's just mishum mechitza. But if it's mishum heker, then I have to be able to see it. And if I have to be able to see it, so then I would have to be able to stand within 20 amos and look up. So mishum heker, mishum mechitza, again, various stages of the Gemara assume one or both of these, and we will talk about it more as we go along. Number two. Number three, Vibayis Ema, Dekule Alma Kor Mishum Heker. Really, everybody agrees Kor Mishum Heker. And you need it, really, to be able to see it in order to remind you that this is a Rishus Rabbim over there. Vahacha, Beheker Shamadav Heker Shamal Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is whether we compare the requirements of what's above you and the requirements of what's below you. Do we compare that if you have the Lechi, the Korah on top, has to be a Tefach? We know. So does the bottom Heker, what you added in order to make it within 20 amos, does that have the same rules? Or do we say no? Maybe it doesn't have it. There's no source that says that it has the same rules. And if you're walking and you look up in front of you, you might see that. But on the floor, people don't look down. The Gemara in Baba Kama says people don't look down when they're walking. Most people we look straight, so we don't look down. So maybe to be able to make it more recognizable on the floor, it might need to be longer. The Mar Sava Armidan Heker Shamata Heker Shamala. One says it has the same requirements, both the Tefach. Umar Sava Lormin Heker Shamata Heker Shamala. Fine, that's number three. And finally, number four, Vibayasema, a fourth possibility, what the machlokas is between Rav Yosef and Abaya, to Kuli Amrinan, Heker Shamata, Heker Shamala, everybody agrees that it's similar. And if that was the issue, then both would agree that all you need is a tefach. V'hacha b'gzeirishem yifchos kamiflugi. The only issue is that when you walk on things, things get rubbed out. And if you have this platform that's exactly a tefach, it's very possible that after a while, you know, your feet will, you know, they didn't have, what did they have, metal? Was it made out of metal? Let's say made out of wood or made out of dirt or earth. So after a while, it's going to get rubbed out and it'll eventually be less. So if you only have a exact tefach, then you lose a little bit, then you finish, because then you're going to be standing there, you're going to look up, you're not going to see it. So security reasons, you know, we make it longer. Again, once it's more than a tefach, we say four tefachim, because that is a chashuv makom. And that's the issue. The issue is gzeira. Are you worried, gzeira shem yifchos, that it's going to get rubbed out and you're going to end up standing there and not be able to see up above because it's going to be more than 20 amos? Okay, four possibilities in the Gemara. What is the machlokes? How deep do you have to make this little platform, this itztava, one tefach deep or four tefachim deep? Okay? Next Gemara, two dots. Okay, so now we have to put on, use the pictures to help us out with the following Gemara. So, haya, pachos, me'asar tefachim. So, as we mentioned, it has to be within 20 amos, the korah on top. Not only, that's the maximum, it has to be within 20 amos. There's another halacha, that a mechitza, as we learned yesterday, or this morning, a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. If a mechitza is not 10 tefachim is like a few of these. 10 tefachim is very short. 20 amos is all the way up there. If something is not 10 tefachim high, it's not called a mechitza. As we learned yesterday from the Aron. The Aron and the Kapar is 10 tefachim. So let's say you have a korah that's like down here. It's very low. So at the end of a mavui. So even though you might say like logically, like, hey, that, of course that should work. I'm going to bang my knee when I walk out. But if it's mishum mechitza, and this can't be a mechitza. So this is not a good stima of the mavui. So what? I'm going to bang my foot. You might be scared. What are you talking about? No, the answer halachically has to fit into the halacha category. If you need a mechitza there, if it's shorter than 10 tefachim, it's not going to work, right? So then, if you see on the right in picture on the next picture, picture 16, picture number 16 on the top of page 6, that's what we're talking about. Hayipachos be'asar tefachim. It's very low down. So what do you do? How do you fix that? You can either raise the horizontal board, but the other way is to dig. So you're going to dig down in order to make it a shear of 10 tefachim. So again, the same question as we asked before. How much do you have to dig? So you dug down, you were chokek to be mashlamik, kama chokek. How much do you have to dig down? So Gemara asks again, kama chokek, kama desarchle. What do you mean how much you have to dig down? How much you have to dig until you have 10 tefachim, at least. So Gemara says exactly as before, ela mashka b'kaba. No, how deep in do you have to dig? How deep in? Just like we said before, how long does a platform have to be in? How deep in? So machlokas again between Rav Yosef and Abaye, but it's not the exact, not the same numbers. Rav Yosef Amar Bedalid, which means tefachim. Rav Yosef, who before had said one tefach is enough, here says you need four tefachim. Abaye Amar Ba'arba Amos, and Abaye said no. Four tefachim is even enough. You need four amos worth. Why? Rashi here explains Rav Yosef, who had said tefach before is okay. That's because you have a mechitza. You're just fixing it. Above 20 amos could be a mechitza. You could have a wall very high, but because you can't see it, so you're fixing it. So to fix something, four tefachim could be enough. But here, you're creating a mechitza. Here, you have nothing. So creation of something has a higher standard than fixing something that already exists. That's what Rashi says in the Rashi of Yosef. Here you're creating a dofen. If you're creating the dofen in the first place, that has more, a higher standard, and that's why you would require four tefachim. So it's a machlokes. How deep do you have to dig this ditch into the mavli? Four tefachim. Or do you have to go four amos? Why does Rav Yosef say four amos? Why does Abaya say four amos? Because according to Abaya, the smallest shear of a mavli is four amos. Rav Yosef says four tefachim, but Abaya says four amos. Okay. Fine. Lema, but the Rav Ami v'Ravasi kamiflagi. Let's say that Rav Yosef and Abaya are really arguing whether you accept the memra, the statement of Rav Ami and Ravasi. De itma, because they said as follows: Mavui shenifrat mitzido klape rosho. What does this mean? A mavui that got a hole in it on its side, klape rosho. What does that mean? So look at the picture. It's beautiful, right? You have the alleyway towards the front of the alleyway where you put the mavui on the side. It got a major hole. You see in picture number 17, a major hole on the side of one of the on the walls. You have the mavui in front, but klapi rosha, that means towards the front of the mavui, you have this hole, and that's the case. So what's the din in that case? So says the Gemara, it's mamishay derav ami ravasi im yesham pas dalid. If the wall that's left between the hole and where the korah is, meaning the front of the mavui, if that wall is dalid, if that wall is dalid tvachim long, matir bepir tzad eser. So as long as that front wall that's left after the hole, meaning towards the front of the mavli, if that is four tvachim long, so then any type of large hole on the side of the mavli on that wall, 10 amos or less is okay. Because we mentioned the first day when we started Erevin, that's called a Pesach, that's not called a Pirtza. So it's called a Pesach. And as long as that's four, that as long as there's four tfachim in the front of the hole, that's okay. We'll talk about the svara why that is in a minute. V'imlav, but if the front wall that's left is less than four tfachim long, so then it doesn't work. And the only thing that would be allowed is pachos mishlosha. If the hole is less than three tfachim matir, then it will work, because that's called lavud. That's cool. If something's within three tvachim, it's like you could put things together. If it's three tvachim to the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. Three tvachim within the schach, it's as if it's connected to the schach. Shlosha eino matir. But if it would be a hole of three, and the wall that's left over is less than four tvachim, so then it wouldn't be good. Okay, so that's what Rav Ami and Rav Asi say. You have this big hole on the side. As long as the front thing is four tvachim long, the pas is four tvachim long, so then as you have a pirtza that's 10 amos long, it's still okay. But if it's not four tvachim long, not. L'Rav Yosef, so the suggestion is, L'Rav Yosef, right, we had the machlokas of Yosef and Abaya, right, how long, how deep do you have to make this hole? So maybe they're arguing about this, L'Rav Yosef is Lei D'Rav Ami, L'Rav Abaya less Lei D'Rav Ami. So you want to suggest maybe Rav Yosef, who is the one that says four tfachim, holds like Rav Ami, and Abaya, who says four amos, no good. Why? What's the svara here? So if you look at the picture, the reason that why, if it's four tfachim long, it would be good, as Rashi here explains, is that, you see this big hole, people are going to go in and out of that side hole. So the question is that going to ruin your korah that you put in front? Does people going using the side entrance, does that ruin the halachic status of the front entrance? So, says the Gemara, if the wall is four tfachim long, so then the only entrance into that four tfachim area is the front of the mavui. Right? Because four tfachim, according to this shita, could be a whole mavui. A mavi could be four tfachim, and the only way in there is from the front. You can't get in from the side, because the side is in the back. So because you have that makom of four tfachim, and the only entrance into there is from the front, where the korah is, then it doesn't matter that a lot of people use the side entrance. That's not mevatel what you did in front. But if the front little pass that you have left is like in picture 18, it's very tiny. You only have less than three tfachim in front, and people are going to use the side, so then people using the side entrance is going to mess you up. Because now there is no four tefach mavui that the front entrance is the main entrance for. So then we say, as if it's not there, so this side entrance maybe is the opening of the mavui, and this doesn't have a korah on it, so it's messed up. So that's why you're not allowed to carry in this mavui. So the Gemara suggests, so maybe this whole opinion is only according to Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef is the one that said four tefachim is enough. According to Abaya, four amos is needed. That's much bigger. So the Gemara says no. Amar lecha Abaya, Rav Abaya says no. Maybe even I could agree to this halacha. Hasam sof mavui, hachatchilas mavui. There's a big difference, says Abaya, where you're creating a mavui lechatchila. If I'm making a mavui at the beginning, lechatchila, four amos is needed. If I already have a mavui and I want to know, is it still called a mavui, like in a bidyavet situation, then four tefachim would be enough. But my halacha is making the mavui in the first place. Where I'm digging to create it in the first place, that's where Abaya says four amos. But here it's like fixing. I had a mavui, and I just want to know, is it still okay? Is it still okay? It's enough to have four tefachim. Iikar ba'amos in ilolo. To start it off, you need four amos, but to fix it in the end, four tefachim would be good enough.
Word
sof means bidi.
Does that mean the end of the mavui?
No, it does not. Sof here does not mean the physical place. Okay. Sof means bidi evid.
Yeah. In the case you have the 10 amma breach of the 4 tefach.
Yeah, 10 amma breach of 4 tefach.
Doesn't it change the whole status of the mavui? Does it become a mavui, an open mavui?
No, mavui, that's on two opposite sides. Mavui and mafulash is two opposite sides. This is just called a pesach. And the halacha takes into account doors. You can have a door.
Is there no shear that makes this mavui no longer a mavui?
Yeah, if it's more than 10 ammas. If it's more than 10 amos on the side, then even if you have four tfachim in the beginning, it's no good. Because that's called a pirtza. That's called a pirtza. It's a break. It's not considered a door. And then even with a four tefach pass at the front, it would be no good. Okay. Next. Amar Abaya.
Could you double up on the korahs if you had it on the threes?
If you had a korah, I don't understand.
Could you add
a korah on that side?
On that side.
Yeah. Add a korah, you could have, yeah. Amar Abaya. So, Amar Abaya, Mina Aminola. Abaya says, how do I know that to create a mavui in the first place, a mavui, the minimum area of a mavui is four amos. How do I know that? D'tanya. As the Brisa says, we have this in Shabbos, in Perek Rabbeinu Zadimila. Ein mavui nita malecha yivakora. A mavui only has the heter you're allowed to use the way of fixing a mavui with a lechi and a korah, you need the following. As we mentioned, houses have to go into the chatzer, chatzer has to go into the mavui. You need at least two chatzers to go into the mavui for it to be called a mavui. That's going to be a bias point here. You can't have one chatzer going into a mavui. That's not called a mavui. A mavui, by definition, has to have two yards going into the alleyway. So it says the Abaya, the Ibadawid, if you're right, Rav Yosef, that a mavui could be four tfachim, and that's the minimum amount, that's impossible. Work out the math. Heichim ishkachas leif. How could you ever have a mavui that's purely four tfachim? Just add one more given, and then we'll see it in the picture. In order for something to be called a Pesach, a door, it has to be at least four tefachim wide. For something to be called a Pesach, it has to be at least four tefachim wide in the airspace in the door. So it says, Abaya to Rav Yosef, look at picture number 19. Picture 19. So the green are always the yards. That's how this book works. The green are the yards, and then the tiles is the mavui. So if you have two doors going into the mavui, and the Pesach itself has to be four amos. But one second, the front walls also take up some space. The front walls take up space. If those walls are within the four tfachim of the door, that's not called the door. It's not called two chatzeros going into the mavui. And if the walls are outside that space, then the mavui is more than four tfachim. Ask Zabai on Rav Yosef, how could you ever have a mavui that's exactly four tfachim? You could never have it. If the thickness of the walls is included on the inside, then the two doors going into the mavui from the chatzer is not four tfachim wide, then you don't have psachim. And if you're saying you have four psachim, then the walls are going to be further out, and then it's going to be more than four tfachim. So how do you exactly have four tfachim, asks Zabai? It doesn't work. So says the Gemara, Bechit. So that's how Abaya proves that really a mavui minimum has to be four amos, not four tzvachim. Then says Abaya, the Gemara, I said, what? Bechit, tema da pasach la bedofan ho'em sa. He says the Gemara, no, I have a way that you can have a mavui that's only four tzvachim. And the Gemara now is changing. I didn't mean, Rav Yosef didn't mean four tzvachim in both directions. It's only one way. So look at source number, picture number 20. If you have like a two doors with a middle wall, so it is four tefachim, but only one direction. The width is longer than the length. Forget width and length. Length is always longer. Picture it this way to understand. Length is always looking towards Rishus HaRabim. Looking to the street, that's your length. And your width is the width parallel to Rishus HaRabim. That's how, if you look and read Rashi here, it's confusing, but that's how Rashi's talking. Whenever he says Rachbo, he always means the width, even though that's longer in this picture. Right? So you see the doors going facing you, the green is the yard, the door, you're coming out into the mavui, and you're standing on the street. So it says, maybe that's what that's what Rav Yosef meant. That it has to be four tefachim in only one direction. The width, the length has to be four tefachim, but the width can be much longer. Says the Gemara, that can't work, because we know a mavui by definition has to have length longer than width. The Hamar of Nachman, Nakitina Nezeo Mavi Chinita Belechi Bekora, Kosha Erko Yesra Rachbo. The length has to be longer. Ubata Bechaderes Psuchon Lesocho. And houses have to go into the Chatzar, and Chatzar has to go into the Mavui. So we're stuck. Again, we're back to the Raya. Abai says, that's how I know that a Mavui has to be four Amos, not four Tvachim. So are we ready to give it, throw in the towel? The Gemara says, no. There's one more possibility. Rav Yosef says, no, go back to what I said before. It's like a square. Four Tvachim Mamish, not one direction. Four Tvachim Mamish. To Pasachle Bekeren Zavis. You got to use diagonals here. And this is the final picture on the page, picture number 21. Picture number 21 shows that the inner wall is a little shorter. So you can have a doorway that's four tfachim long, and from the street to the wall inside is also four tfachim, and it's four tfachim the other way too. So work out the math. If the doorway is a little shorter inside, you could still have doorways that are four tefachim, and not counting the width of the walls of the outside facing the street. You have four tefachim. If you go on an angle, you could still have it. So it's four, four, four in all the directions, and that's how Rav Yosef would say that's the minimum shear of a mavui. Okay. Again, the pictures on this amud, the pictures are very helpful. Okay. That is all Abaya's first try. Okay, after this now it gets a little, you don't need the picture book anymore. Right now that was what you needed it for. So Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, you know, I mean to lob another raya that a mavui has to be four amos and not four tvachim. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna. Lechi habo leit mi dofnel shel mavui. Let's say, I mean, the picture book helps here, but you could describe it. Let's say on the fourth side of the mavui, you have a half wall. You have a wall on the fourth side halfway. What you want to look in the picture is in picture number 22 on the top of page 8. You have a wall on the fourth side, it just doesn't take up the whole side. It doesn't take up the whole way. So what does that help? Do you need a lechi even though you have that wall on that side? It doesn't take up the whole space. You have a big open space. So do you need a lechi there? So it says the Gemara, it depends how long that wall is. And it's kind of counterintuitive. Says the Gemara, we'll talk about what the Sfar is in a minute. So lechi habolet, that's called lechi habolet, a lechi that's sticking out from the wall. It's part of the wall. Midofno shom avui, pachos me'arba amos, if the wall is less than four amos long, so then nidon mishem lechi, it's so small enough that we could consider it a lechi, and ve'enot zorach lechi akalatiro, you don't need any other lechi there, because this call itself could be called a lechi. Dalet amos, but if it's longer, it's dalet amos long, so then we have to treat it as a wall, not as a lechi, and therefore you have a mavui with an open space without a lechi. So that's why nido mishum mavui, we treat it like a mavui without a lechi. We treat it like a mavui, meaning part of the wall of the mavui. V'tzorach lechi akalatiro, and you need another lechi to be matured. So it's interesting. The longer it is, the worse it is. If it's longer, you need the lechi. Because why? Because it looks like the wall. But if it's shorter, then it can function as the lechi. We'll get to the kavana of what you did in a why you put it up in a minute. But Rav Yosef Abaye uses this to say that what? So again, this proves Dalet Amos. Because why, if Dalet Amos is called the wall of a Mavli? Because the Mavli is Dalet Amos long. So within this wall, this is all called a Mavli, behind this wall. And the rest of it is a Mavli without any lechi on the end of it. So without any korah on the end of it, or lechi. So therefore, it would require another lechi. So Abaye says, isn't that a right to me? Again, Dalet Amos is the requisite number. Rav Yosef says, no, again, Rav Yosef says, what does this halacha have to do with the minimum shear of a mavli? This has to do with a wall sticking out. Is it called a lechi or is it called a wall? What does that have to do with the shear of the mavli? Says Rav Yosef, la'afuki mitaras lechi, to figure out if this is called a lechi or a wall, adi ika arba amos. So that's four amos. But lemavi mavli, to be a mavli, the inside, I feel arba tvachim, now you have a mavli. You don't have any rise against me. Just because the wall has to be four amos long, that doesn't tell me anything about the amount of space inside the mavli. So don't bring me any rise. What was Abaye thinking? So Abaye must have been thinking that, no, the point is that if you have this wall over here, if you have the four amos, so that's kind of like...
It's going in the wrong direction.
It's going... But it's more, but that shows that this is this wall... This is a chashuv amount when it comes to a mavui. This is a chashuv shear when it comes to a mavui, and therefore this wall is taken by the mavui, and then the rest of the space is kind of open.
It doesn't open to
Rishus HaRabim, correct, but that's part of Rav Yosef's rejection. But I must think, you see, this is the shear that's crucial when it comes to mavuis. There is an important discussion in Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says this whole discussion about how long it is, it's only if when you put it up, you didn't put it there to be a lechi. It's called lechi ha'omid me'elav. It's, you put it up, you don't have a kavanah to be a lechi, so then it makes a difference if it's four amos or not. But if you dafka put it up to function as the lechi, that even if it's four amos long, it's function as the lechi. That's why you put it up. Why? And Tosfos explains Rashi, it doesn't look like it. No, because then there's a kol. If you put it something up, l'shem being a lechi, that even though it looks like a wall, it's still people would know about it. That's also, if anybody's been through Shas, you know, Yal Kagam. We know Abaye and Rava, we pass it like Abaye by Yal Kagam. So most of them are like, Eidzomim Lamafreya, and there are six times we always pass them like Rav, except by six of them we pass them like Abaye. So this is one of the Yal Kagams. This is the Lamed. So it was Lechi Omer, oh yeah, that's this one in Erevin. So that's this is it. Lechi Omer Elov. This is Rashi. Rashi says Lechi Omer Elov. That is the discussion. Interesting, the Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam does not quote this halacha. He does not quote the halacha that the wall sticking out, whether it's four amos, whether it's not four amos, and some of the achronim on the Rambam, the Merkavas HaMishnah says maybe it's the Rambam Lishitaso, because the Rambam says the point of a lechi is mishum mechitza, not mishum heker. That's what the Rambam holds. And if it's mechitza, so then the longer the better. Right? If it's mishum heker, then you're not going to know. You're going to think it's the wall. You need another lechi. But if you hold this mishum mechitza, then the longer the better. So that's why, maybe that's why Lishitaso, why the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. Okay, second to last line. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rabbi Bachama, Amar Rav Huna. So we're going to quote what we just said. Lechi aboli midafel shamavi. This wall that's sticking out from the side. Pachos me'arba amos, nido mishim lechi. Again, like we said, if it's less than 4 amos long, we treat it as a lechi. Because even though, again, working with Rashi, even though you didn't put it up as a lechi, it's the other way too. According to Rashi, if you had in mind for it to be a lechi, then even if it's longer than 4 amos, it functions as a lechi. But less than that, So then, by definition, it's a lechi. Even if you didn't have kavanah to put up as a lechi, it's not a wall. It's a tiny little thing sticking out. And therefore, objectively, it would be functioned as a lechi. Vein sarach lechi achalatiro. You don't need another lechi. Dalan amos, but if it's 4 amos long, nida mishem mavui, then you treat it as part of the wall of the mavui, but sarach lechi achalatiro. And then you would need another lechi. So the Gemara says, osa lechi heichen mamido. Where do you put the, let's say it's shorter than 4 amos long. So where do you put the other lechi? So idemuki le bahade, so you're gonna put it right next to where that wall ends. Osuvihu dekamosavale, it's not gonna do anything, it's just gonna be an addition to that wall. It's not gonna serve any other purpose if the purpose is hecker. Right? Purpose is to recognizable. So amar papa demuki le idakisa. No, you put it on the other side. Right? Look in picture 22. Right? Look at picture 22. You see the lechi's on the opposite side. Right? You have the wall sticking out, and then you have the lechi on the opposite side. That's how it's a hecker. You have the wall on one side, and you have the lechi on the other side. Or Rapunah Bei Yeshua Amar, no, I feel the tame of the Bugilei Bahadei. Even if you put it right next to it, but the Matvi Bei or the Mipsar Bei, you just make it longer or shorter than the rest of the wall. That also could function as a hecker. So you could either put it on the opposite side or make it shorter or longer. That's the next two pictures. Longer or shorter, that could still be a hecker. Period. Says the Gemara. Okay, just you see the Tosfos in Arba Amos just explains what I said before. It's an important Tosfos. Afil lamad amar lechi mishum mechitza. Tosfos argues with the pshat that the Merkavas and Mishnah gave in the Rambam. Tosfos argues on that because Tosfos says even if you say the lechi is mishum mechitza, it still has to be recognizable. It still has to have mishum hecker. So he would argue on that pshat of the Rambam. See, Tosfos says afil lamad amar lechi mishum mechitza to haylo lahol yosrim sosmo. Even though it's kind of illogical because it should help more if it's longer. Because makom hecker ksas minon. You still need a hecker. It has to be recognizable. And even though if you put it for the lechi, according to Rashi, it's moil. People know about it if it's put up l'shem lechi, even if it's very long. That was just how weird Tosfos explains Rashi. Okay, eighth line. Amar afuna b'rei Rabbi Yoshua lo amran ela b'mavu yishmona. This whole discussion about if it's 4 amos long, so then it needs another lechi. If it's shorter, then it doesn't need another lechi because it's a lechi itself. That's only where that the entire distance on that side is 8 amos or more. If that entire side is 8 amos or more, then you have this discussion whether it functions as a lechi or not. Ava b'mavu yishiva. But if the whole side of that opening is 7 amos long, and you have this wall that's 4 amos. And usually we say if it's 4 amos, so then you need another lechi. No, says the Gemara, you're not going to say if the whole thing is 7 amos, you're not going to say if it's covered with a wall of 4 amos, you're not going to need another lechi. Why? Because nitar ba'omid meruba ala parutz. It's going to be nitar through the principle of omid. What you have omid, what you have standing on that side, is meruba, is more than the parutz to open. And that's a principle that's going to come up many times in this Masechta, omid meruba ala parutz, because if it's 7 amos and 4 of them are covered, then of course you don't need another lechi, because the majority is covered. And as long as the majority of the side is covered, that's enough to close off halachically that wall. The kavachomer mechatzer, and we learn it from a kavachomer from chatzer, because the principle of omid meruba ala parutz is a chatzer principle. We're applying it to mavuis. Remember, different reshuyos. There's a house, there are houses going to yards, yards goes to mavuis. So the principle of omid meruba ala parutz is a chatzer principle, how to close off a chatzer. But the Gemara is saying, mikal v'chomer, you would apply it to a mavui as well.
You can't apply that to the
pirtz
that we have.
You can't apply, well, omid meruba ala might not apply if the pirtz is more than eser, right, more than eser amos. More than eser amos. So says the Gemara, Uma chatzer she'eino niteres b'lechi v'kora. If a chatzer, which does not have the halachic tools of a lechi and a korah to matter it, niteres b'omid ruba l'aparitz, but the principle of omid ruba l'aparitz matters for that, for the chatzer, so mavui she'eino b'lechi v'kora, mavui, which has other ways to fix it, using a lechi and a korah, eino din she'eino b'omid ruba l'aparitz. So surely a mavui should be able to be matired using the principle of omid ruba l'aparitz. If a chatzer, which doesn't have the lechi and the korah option, has this option, so surely the Mavui, which has the Lechi Bekorah option, should have this option also. Says the Gemara, let's just finish. So Malachat, no, that doesn't work. No, Chatzar has a Kula too. So Chatzar has a Kula, so you can't make the Kalvachomer. Malachatzar, she can Pertzasa Be'eser. No, a Chatzar has the allowance of having a 10 Amma Pertza in it, and less, and even up to 10, that would still be called a Pesach, and it wouldn't ruin the chatzer. Torah b'mavui shepertzasa ba'arba, but a mavui without, let's say, that open, that four pot, that pasa four at the front, but a mavui on a regular mavui, pertzasa ba'arba, only 4 is the maximum in a regular case of mavui without the front the front piece, which where do you learn that from? Tomorrow's daf, Ez Hashem. Tomorrow's daf will have this discussion of the Pirtzah by Amavui. So you see a chatzar as a kula. So if a chatzar has a kula, so then maybe Omi Ruval Parts only applies to a chatzar and not to a Mavui. So Gemara says, no, because Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, Mavui Nami Pirtzah of Eser. No, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua holds that a Mavui also has the same rules of a chatzar. A chatzar is not more Mekel. It also has the allowance of a Pirtzah of 10. Says the Gemara, one second, Laman Karminan. Who is this whole sugya talking about? La Rav Huna. We're all within Rav Huna. Where's Rav Huna? The bottom of the previous Amud. The statement of Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna. He's the one that said this lechi sticking out. So within the sheet of Rav Huna, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Rashi explains, is the Talmud of Rav Huna. Right, a Rebbe and a Talmud with the same name. Rav Huna was the Rebbe of Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, and we just said Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua holds 10? No, we know Rav Huna holds 4. Vahar Rav Huna Pirtzaso B'dalat Sfirale. Rav Huna, we'll see tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, holds 4. So if he holds 4, so then again, we're back to the Kasha, that a Chatzer has a Kula, that it can have an opening of 10, while a Mavui can only have an opening of 4, so therefore maybe the principle of Omin Ruba Laparetz only applies by the Chatzer and not by the Mavui. So Gemara says, no, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Taima D'Nafshi Kamar. No, you're right, his Rebbe holds that it's 4, but he holds differently. He's saying Taima D'Nafshi Kamar. Sometimes the Talmidim say differently than the Rebbe. So that's why the Kal V'Chomer sticks. And therefore, if the opening of the Mavui on that side is 7 Amos, so if you have the wall sticking out that's 4 Amos, you have the majority covered, you're not going to need the other Lechi there. The only time you're going to need the other Lechi on the other side is if you have more than 8 Amos. Okay? That is the Shita of Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Rav Ashi goes even one step further. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Tema B'Mavui Shmona Nami Lo Tzorach Lechi. Forget more than 8. Even if the opening on that side is exactly eight amos, you also don't need another lechi. Why not? That's the issue here. Exactly. Why? Why not? Manavshach. Mi manavshach. Rav Ashi assumes at this stage, you can't be so exact. Exactly 8 amos, and this is, you have 4 amos covered up. It's going to be exactly 4? Come on. Can't be exact. Let me monitor. E omei nafish. If really the omeid is more, what's there is more, a tiny drop more, then nitar omei bruval aparet. So then the majority is covered. Then you have that principle. But be parets nafish. And if you want to say there's a tiny drop, like that's uncovered more, so then memeil is less than 4 amos. So then you say it functions as a lachi. Nitar mishem lachi. So says Rav Ashi, even exactly 8 amos opening on that side, that's also okay. Not just less than 8 amos, but even 8 amos exactly, that also, it doesn't matter how long the wall is, it's still going to be matir. My amr, teshavi travayu, what do you want to say? It's exactly the same, and if it's exactly the same, then you don't have any way out, right? Because if it's exactly the same, you don't have omin merubal aparetz, and you have exactly 4 amos, so you need another lechi? So you're going to say you need another lechi there? Says the Gemara, ki hadadi havili safek divrayim. No, it's really it's a safek at least. Says the Gemara Rashi here, because it's a safek whether it's exact or not. You can't be so exact. The safek divrayim lahakel. The whole issue here of carrying from out of a mavui, you're in a mavui, is only midrabanan, and we would say safek divrayim lahakel here. Interesting discussion here. So Rashi here says, what do you mean safek? There's no safek here. Measure it. What do you mean safek? So Rashi says, last Rashi on the page, Shema Tzimtzim V'Asur, maybe he was exact, V'Shema Lo Tzimtzim U'Mutzim U'Mutzim, maybe he wasn't, what do you mean, maybe that's a suffix? Asks Tosfos, Tosfos, 4 lines from the bottom, V'Yim Tomar, V'Amai Havi Suffix Devrayim HaKaimel Andi B'Dei Adam Efshel Tzimtzim. We know in general there's a machlokas whether Efshel Tzimtzim or Efshel Tzimtzim. Can you be exact in halacha about certain measurements or certain times? Two people were born at the exact same time. Do we say exactly? Or one mistama, one was first, one was second. So the principle comes up in various places. So says Tosis, but we hold Bidei Adam, when it comes to things from Shemayim, you can't be Mitzamsim. But Bidei Adam it is. So this is Bidei Adam. You created it. You can measure it. Get a contractor. He can measure exactly. What do you mean, suffic? So Tosis says, important principle, going up to the next page, second line, V'yish Lomar, Hoil, V'yi Efshar Letzamsim Ela Al Yedei Torach Gadol. Since the only way you could do it is with exact, you have to measure 8 amos to be so exact. How much is a wall? It'll be a big tircha. Lo hitrichol et samtim v'limdo besavik divrayhem. So they didn't make you be matriach to go through such tircha. This is Tosfos' yesod. By efshel et samtim, yefshel et samtim, if it's a tircha gedola, you don't have to worry about. By a didrabanan, you can be mekel. So 2 points on this, and then we'll finish. The question is asked by some of the achronim. The Shemazir and Balacha quotes it here, and that is if you look into in the Shulchan Aruch says if you have an isod rabanan. Let's say you have some treif midrabanan that fell into your pot, and you don't know if there was shishim, if there was 60 in the pot to be mevata what fell in. So the halacha is aser, it's safek drabanan. Savi Drabanan. Here he says, Savi Drabanan. You don't know. You don't know. You can't figure out the measurement. So here you can't figure out the measurement. We say Savi Drabanan Lakula. Here, there, a piece of treif, a piece of, let's say, I don't know, treif, you have a chicken cheeseburger that fell in, right? It's treif mi Drabanan. So it fell in, and you don't know if you have enough to be mavatalit. We pass an asur and go, what's the difference? So says the Sharm Sayyidina Malacha, maybe there's a chilik. Because there it's ikva yisura. You know for sure there's an isser there. An isser exists. You just don't know if it was mavutal or not. Here is nothing to do with it. There's ikva yisura. Here there's no isser. You're trying to figure out what's more, what's less. There's a suffix. If there's ikva yisura, there's an isser exists. You're trying to know whether it disappeared. So that's where you could see, you could be machmir. But here you don't have to be machmir. Just one more ha'ara, and then we'll daven. The Achiezer, Chaim Ozer has a tshuva. When he was asked, it was yantif, and there was a big blizzard, and a moel was asked to go to a certain town in order to do a mila. And the question was asked, he wasn't sure if that town was outside the tchum or not. So he wasn't sure whether he should go or not. It's yantif, and it's tchumin on yantif is, right, you're allowed to carry on yantif, no eruv, but tchumin is an issue on yantif, drabanan. But so there was a blizzard though, so you can't measure. He couldn't like get down, it was freezing. You know, he couldn't measure it. So he paskins based on how Tosfos lakula. Because Tosfos says, by a question of measurements, latsamti yifshel latsamseim, tircha gedola, says Tosfos, you don't have to worry about it by a drabanan. So here too, we told them all to go. Because there's a suffix, maybe it's in the tchum, maybe it's not in the tchum, tchum in a drabanan, just like an issue in the mavui is drabanan. And you, to be matsamseim, it will be a tircha gedola to measure it in the snow. So therefore, he was mekel. And Achiezer gimel nuntes. But that's, you see this sheet of Tosfos coming to life. Okay, Ezra, we'll stop here. And Bez Hashem, the next shiur will be tomorrow night at 9. 9 o'clock is Ma'ariv, 9:15 is the shiur. Tomorrow night is Tuesday's daf. Tomorrow night. And the women's shiur tonight at 8:30.